A new Louis Grizzard Museum is open in Moreland. The museum is overflowing with his typewriters, family photos, mementos, and manuscripts. Deidre Grizzard was Louis's wife.
They've actually moved it over to Moreland's Hometown Heritage Museum, which is on the Moreland Square. It's been totally revamped, and it's going to house several different museums inside of it so that when people come through and traveling, they can all, you know, kind of stop there and celebrate all of Moreland's history at one point in time. But it's going to be the permanent house where everything Grizzard resides. It's going to be open Thursday through Sundays, I think.
Have you been saving, storing all the Louis's artifacts and everything to put in there?
I have. I've been waiting on a permanent spot that's protected and temperature controlled and, you know, a place for all the really special things that I still have.
I'm sure this is going to be a big event in Moreland this weekend. A lot of people will be there. So you have a lot of activities planned for Saturday.
Yeah, we do. I think the Noonan Brass Band is actually going to be playing, and there's going to be a pumpkin patch for the kids, Moreland trivia. They're going to start out the activities with a country catfish breakfast, and there'll be door prizes and games for the kids, and, you know, really just an opportunity for Louis's family and friends and community to come together and just celebrate his life and his works.
He, and I know I'm not telling you anything new, but he is still mentioned all the time. I have people mention him all the time. You know, well, I remember Louis Grizzard doing this or Louis Grizzard doing that. So he's still very much a part of American pop culture and Georgia pop culture.
You know, he really is. I mean, it's amazing to me. Even a lot of the young people that I meet now, they know who Louis is. So it's great that the readers of the newspaper and Louis's legions of fans, you know, they're passing down his works to the younger generation. And, you know, we really appreciate that. And I just teamed up with Peach State Pride and Classic Georgia, and we're bringing a lot of T-shirts to the market with Louis's sayings on them. And we just introduced, like back in September, that dog will bite you, and Delta's ready when you are. And the new one's going to be, I have tasted caviar, but I like barbecue better. And, you know, so these are really selling like hotcakes. And, you know, it's just another affirmation, you know, to say that Louis is still alive and remembered and still revered as kind of the voice of the South, I guess.
Yeah. I know you had had some books re-released of his. Are those still out, and have you re-released any recently?
You know, they are still out. We just re-released Chili Dogs Always Bark at Night. That came out this year. We've got 6 out so far, and, you know, we've got it in the works for 6 more to come out over probably the next 6 years. We're a little slow in re-releasing them, but we will get them all out eventually.
I need to do a one-man show with Bill Oberst Jr. How is that doing?
You know what? It's doing really well. And, you know, the shows have slowed a bit. You know, we've talked about maybe creating another musical to tour with. And that's kind of in the works right now. But, but Bill Oberst is still out there portraying Grizzard. And it always does very well.
I was spinning around the dial a couple months ago. And I came across a horror movie. I think it was a Civil War movie. And Bill was the main character. So.
Well, you know what? He was just on Criminal Minds, my favorite television show.
Yeah.
And he was a bad guy there. And I think he's been doing some horror movie out in Los Angeles. But if Louis were alive today, he'd get a big kick out of that. You know, I mean, Bill plays everything from Jesus to Louis Grizzard to Mark Twain on stage. And now he's doing horror movies.
Yeah.
And Civil War. So, you know, he's doing a wide range of stuff right now. This, you know, the Grizzard role, this show for him has really taken him far.
Yeah.
In the acting world.
Yeah, he does a great job of it, and it's because I think he was a big fan of Louis's, and it really shows when he does a show.
Yeah, he was. I think I've told you this before, but when we interviewed Bill in Nashville, he had a column of Louis's in his wallet folded up, and it was about people pulling over in the South when a funeral procession comes through. And just the honor and respect, you know, that we give to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I knew right then he was a guy.
So I know you're excited then about the opening of the museum. I know it's been a long time coming, and you want to encourage everybody to come out to it. Tell us again where it is, and again, when it's open, just go through that again and where people can find out more information about it.
Okay. You can go on the internet and go to info@morelandadventure.com. They used to call it the Historic Mill on the Moreland Square, and now they have renamed it, and it's Moreland's Hometown Heritage Museum.